You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host. Nah, fuck that, with your low, Glasses Malone.
I'm generalizing everybody. Like, I'm generalizing when I'm speaking, but I am, in a way. I'm just speaking on the experiences of what I see.
That's a bullshit cop-out people use when they don't like the truth.
I agree.
That's a bullshit cop-out.
You can't say that it's true about every single person in the
Everyone, you have to say some. So and then some, like, it's like, man.
Some makes it sound like it's a 10%. It's not. It's a preponderance. It's like, yeah. 90%. Deal with it.
Like, what you trying to do, exclude you? No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, 100%. I could see where people would get bothered by some of the stuff Joey says, because he says it in sort of like a way that comes off a little more nice and caring. So if he, being the more nice and caring voice, says some shit that rubs you the wrong way, it's going to hurt, because he's like the advocate. He's like, oh no, he's the nice one. If he doesn't like me, I have to look in the mirror.
Hey man, I don't be liking him too as much as if you.
I'm crying.
But I try to be respectful, man. They make it tough, though. I don't admire everybody's shit.
They make it tough, huh?
Man. Glasses, no.
Okay, so I thought about this terminology, finally. I call it rat fishing.
Yes.
And rat fishing is like when a rat, when a woman uses rat tactics to fish men out of the pool.
100%.
Hood rat tactics. So like rat fishing.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. At first, I thought you was talking about the niggas calling niggas snitches that didn't tell at first.
Oh.
That's what I thought he was talking about.
No, no.
But,
It's a whole economy.
Interesting.
So, I was looking at some stuff, and my homeboy was complaining about his girl. And he like, look at the kind of picture she posting. Like, his girl was on Instagram, like, posting pictures. And I'm like, wait a minute. She's like, is she rat fishing for attention? Because I know her. So I'm like, she not really a rat like that. Like, she married. She been married for like 12 years. But she in a space to where she wants guys' attention. So she's rat fishing.
It's kind of like what Steph Curry wife was saying she was yearning for.
Yeah, that type of attention. Mm-hmm. But did she start rat fishing? I don't think she started rat fishing. She did kind of go through a phase of rat fishing.
Yeah, when she got in good shape and shit, she started getting it cracking.
Yeah. She was never a bad-looking lady, neither. I don't know why.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know.
They was trying to say she was, though. I guess it's this thing where they feel like when you somebody like rich or wealthy or a celebrity that your mate is supposed to have this specific, significant aesthetic.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how would you feel, Pete, if a girl you're interested in was rat fishing? Is it fair to say, okay, we don't have a woman on this podcast, right? But let's really try to be intellectual and figure out why women are rat fishing. Now, because they're not rats. I think that's the goal, right? So they're just using the tactics of the rat to fish for that type.
Generous.
Why do women rat fish, Pete?
Because in a lot of cases, it's the same thing that I think we were talking about this before. It's their primary source indicator for self-esteem. You know, I think you get desensitized to the man who loves you telling you he loves you or you're pretty. Yeah, I heard that. Been there, done that. I want these random guys hitting on me so I know it's true. Because that's the number one way for me to feel good about myself.
And but just because I want that, I also want you to continue to tell me, though, how bad and beautiful I am, too. Even if I'm tired of you saying it, I need it. You better keep saying it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the average guy is asked to compete with strangers, like in a relationship or in a marriage? Like they're trying to compete with giving the old lady attention as much as strangers?
1,000%. People get left all the time.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I need more information, Pete.
Well, I think about 52% of marriages end in divorce, not death in this country. What else do you need?
Fuck.
I'll bet you this much too. They say the number one, we're going to get a little, you want intellectual, get a little data driven right now. So more than half of marriages end in divorce, not death. The number one reason for divorce in marriages in this country is money. Well, primary earners in most marriages are men, so they're not going to divorce themselves. The women do the divorcing over money. Why? Probably because they got this little idea, this seed planted in the back of their head that they can find somebody who makes a little bit more.
Is that really it, though?
Tell me it's not.
I mean, why is that the percentage?
Ask the people getting the divorces.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what the data's saying, like, and it's a money thing, like, is dudes divorcing, like, women because of money?
The only reason, if you're the primary earner, you would divorce the other person because of money is if they're blowing through all of your money.
Yeah,
but even if they're blowing through all your money, they're still going to be the ones divorcing you because you ran out of money.
Yeah. They're going to say it's your fault for letting me blow through it.
Yeah.
You should have been a better leader. You should have been better. You should have hit it better.
Should have made more.
Yeah.
So it all goes down to you should have made more.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who at least can pretend to appear to be making more? All those fucking guys hard-eye emojiing you in your inbox when you post your rat trap pictures.
When you rat fish.
Exactly.
Rat fish
pictures, yeah.
Like, I want the attention the hoes get, the rats get, but I don't want to be looked at as a rat. Mm-hmm.
It's the interest rate envy principle from the other earlier episode.
The three P's? No, that was something related to the three P's.
Yeah. Interest rate envy is I'm going to get the 30-year fixed 5%. That's the marriage, not the junk bond pussy where I can get 20%, but the bottom could fall out at any time. But then the married girl goes out with her girlfriend, sees them out there junk bond attention like crazy. They get interest rate envy. Next thing you know, they're twerking on the coffee table at the club because they need attention too to feel good about themselves. Because God forbid Ashley gets more attention than her.
No ceilings. GL. Pete in the spot like normal. We got my man Joey Westside who's starting to contribute a lot. I seen some girls come to talk to me about Joey Westside's opinion. One half of the LA Giants.
What's happening? She said, I don't get pussy.
That was the critique? Sheesh.
Ironically, I think that's the problem. I said that to her. Oh, they get pussy. This is why they came up with these ideas. It's because they are having sex with a woman. They didn't just come up with this.
Man.
Just because they looking at women from the outside. And I noticed that it's like, women don't want to hear anything negative about themselves.
For sure. For sure.
Allergic to accountability.
Yeah, we already established that. Shout out to my brother Mook.
Yes,
for sure.
So
we're not even supposed to have opinions about them at all.
Yeah, I don't care. I have opinions. So
you supposed to just shut up and just do as they say.
That's so true. So true. I can't say shit. So look.
Just close your mouth and open your wallet.
Man.
Okay. Let me get to my point. What do you tell a dude whose old lady is ratfishing and they're in a relationship or married? Is it safe to say it's over?
I wouldn't want to put that because I don't know. I wouldn't know. Is it safe to say it? It's safe to say it. Yeah, it's safe to say it. Doesn't make it absolute. But that is kind of crazy if you in a relationship and you out here rat fishing. Like, why? What are you doing that for? And then if you ask them, okay, so why? Why are you doing that? The first thing they're going to say is, for myself, it ain't for no attention. I don't care about it. I don't know why women don't like to admit they like attention.
That's so fucking stupid. They could post pictures of themselves on their own bathroom wall then for themselves to see.
You do like attention, and it's okay. We all be wanting attention sometime, right?
I think you solve the problem when you admit you want attention.
That's it. Now it's like, cool. Like, okay, well, you want attention. But now she feel bad about wanting that attention.
Huh. Yeah.
And I think also
how confusing they are. That's how like they're wired, dog. They wires are like when you be at the studio and you see all that shit behind the console and that shit be just crazy. That's them.
That's their mind.
That's just right there.
Why don't they want to admit they like attention, Pete? If innately women desire attention, what's the issue in wanting attention? Why won't they admit that?
Well, I think it's the type of attention, for one. They want attention. It's easy to put on a little less clothes and show a little skin and get attention. That takes 10 minutes. Otherwise, you got to earn attention the long way, on the marriage, by some sort of an accomplishment. That could involve work. They're lazy. They're not going to want to do that. Furthermore, I think it comes down to that there's this, I want to do what I want to do, but I want to be perceived how I want to be perceived conflict. And those two run perpendicularly to one another.
True.
So if you call them out on their shit, then they're in the intersection of their own conflict because, well, I should be able to do what I want to do. And you shouldn't be able to think about me how you want to think about me. It's like, well, that's not reality. So how's that working for you? That's never gonna play.
I always say that. If you wear a police uniform, people might think you're the police.
This is for sure.
Yeah.
So if you out
in
here...
In fact, such that if you wear a police uniform, it's a crime.
That is true. You impersonating.
Yeah, that is.
Imagine a motherfucker in a car behind you, in a police car, with a uniform, pulling you over and just walking up, talking to you like, yeah, I'm not the police. And you're like, yeah, but you're in the car. They're like, well, that don't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm in the car, but you're wearing
just
the uniform.
Just because I drive a police car don't mean I'm a police. Yeah. Did I arrest you, nigga?
Yeah. That's a woman.
Yeah. It is. It's like guys who have, you know, regular jobs, but want to dress with a lot of jewelry and have a nice, not a nice car, but like a box Chevy on 28s. You kind of look like a drug dealer. And then complaining about getting pulled over when you drive through an area where there's some drug sales. Mm. Police should spend more time pulling over women, profiling them as prostitutes.
If you rat fishing, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. You could just be hitting the liquor store on Fig, but wearing some bullshit. But you ain't one of the hoes, and now you offended because they thought you was. Hey, what the fuck? You wearing the same shit she wearing
on Figueroa,
on Fig.
Or now that so much prostitution has moved to the internet, they should just be getting warrants into your Instagram inbox. Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
So this can't be intellectual at all. Their positioning on this can't be intellectual at all.
I'm sorry, are you asking if a woman's position is going to be intellectual at all? Is that what just happened?
You're trying to give them grace.
Yes, because I'm sure they think.
If they want grace, they can go to church.
They do go there after the club on Saturday. But that's not mm-hmm. the point. The point I'm saying is, they have to.
You're older for months.
Going to hell, man. What I'm saying is, they have to think, period. Women are not stupid. They know how to think, right? Yeah. But I just think they choose to feel more than they choose to think. Like, right, they put their intuition over the processing, you know, that we call thinking. What feels better? So I think that's why they find themselves in that position to be rat fishing, where it's like, well, all of these girls are doing it, so it can't be that bad. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I think relative to men are conscious of the sustainability of systems in general, because like through civilizational history, we're out more, they're in more, you know? So they're more so just like focused on doing what they want to do for themselves, the way they want to do it, etc. Because they're in more throughout history. Yeah. And culture gets handed down generationally. Well, now they're out more and they're doing things that are not system sustainable. And you start to see some of the ramifications kicking in, like the state of relationship health in the community is not so strong.
Give me some examples. Like, what do you mean?
Well, there's not a lot of high marriage rate. There's a lot of high single parent rate. There's a lot of high unhappiness rates, all kinds of things like that. And if this particular behavior contributes to a lot of those things, it's acting in a manner of self-interest in a way that is not bigger picture system sustainably conscious.
Back to that interest envy. They don't understand that the single woman that they're looking at that's, you know, that's having these high yield situations are far few and in between and at a cost that's not even sustainable.
Sure.
Over the long run.
Yeah. You know what it's kind of like? It's like everybody on the freeway, you know, there's the merge, two lanes are coming together, there's traffic.
Sure.
One asshole pulls out to the right and tries to cut off 20 cars up at the front, right? Yeah, the greater, you know, 710 South can sustain that one car. But if every car did that at all times, it would be pandemonium. There has to be system order in order for the thing to even work.
Which is why it's against the law to just cross multiple lanes.
Exactly.
And women do have that wanting to be everything. That's deep.
Yeah, man. They're some interesting special creations, man.
Yeah.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib,
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You ever met a girl ratfishing, a single girl ratfishing, Pete, and she tried to hold it like she wasn't ratting, like she wasn't a rat?
I have met a woman before.
Tell me about meeting that woman before that was ratfishing. And then you approached her in like a true rat. Maybe you didn't approach her like a true rat. Maybe you was like, you still gave her a level of respect. You didn't treat her.
It depends. You got to operate in a self-serving fashion, so you can't just like, you know, you don't necessarily want to blitz on first and 10. But I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, you're not really going to effectively meet a woman that way. It's very rare because they're not in it for interaction. They're in it for one-way street attention. They just want, you know, reinforcement of their own ego at every opportunity possible.
Just, okay, well, tell me logically, how do they think that's supposed to
be? I'm sorry, what?
Tell me logically. I'm asking you.
What was that? No, the word you just used.
Logically.
Why did you use that word?
Because I'm talking to Pete.
But in the context of them.
No. I'm asking you to logically process for me. You. Mm-hmm. If you're an attorney in court, sure, defending a woman ratfishing,
I would tell her to plea.
She like, no, Pete.
That's the logical thing to do.
No, she said, no, Pete. I do not want to plea. I want you to beat this case. I have the $100,000 for this case for you to defend me in this accusation of ratfishing. Mm-hmm. Logically, how would you explain that mentality? Let's say a husband is divorcing his wife because he caught her ratfishing.
Yeah. Well, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to turn it into a self-defense case. You're going to have to go on a laundry list of all the shortcomings that the male performed, which begrudgingly drove this woman to those actions because it couldn't possibly be her own interests and her own personal flaws that drove her to these actions. She had to be driven by an external force of dissatisfaction, shortcoming, etc. And we aren't, in any way, shape, or form, going to self-incriminate. We're going to hide behind the Fifth Amendment at any opportunity if we're going to ask the question of the woman, do you maybe possibly see that you have a trend for not picking the right type of man? Because that's not good. We don't want to go anywhere near that. We're going to stay far away from that.
Away from accountability.
Yeah, their inability to pick the right man. No. That's like a hair follicle. We don't want that. So we're gonna stay away from the DNA, and we're gonna just go behind, you know,
theory.
Yeah, just no self defense.
No
put
hard
it on the other guy.
Yeah, no yeah, hard.
Put it on the other guy. She, you felt you know, not you felt threatened, but I felt
ignored.
I felt dissatisfied. I felt all these were the things.
So I was forced. So take the traditional woman approach, which is disregarding accountability.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
For sure. Great way of letting it be known that it's the man's fault.
Really, where this trial's going to live or die is in jury selection, because you need 12 women. Otherwise, otherwise the jury is at best going to be as hung as the gentleman, you know, being trapped in the rat fishing, you know.
Trial.
Scenario, yes.
Oh. Could you deal with your wife rat fishing, Joey? If you know.
No.
How many pictures would it take before you'd be like, this is enough?
Immediately.
The first picture?
Oh, yeah, immediately. Because it'd be so new to me. I'd be like, what's this? What's that?
She's like, well, you know, I'm just posting a picture.
No, it's not a picture. That's ass.
No, but I'm wearing a swimsuit.
Nah, remember House Party 3? That ain't no... That's ass.
Okay.
If you got on a bikini, you at the beach, that's fair. But what kind of bikini, though? Is you turned around? Is it with the thong? You know what I'm saying? Are you a model?
Like, I'm we model that?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what we like, this is a new thing. Are you interested in modeling? Because if you're interested in modeling, you know, then okay, that's a conversation. But other than that, why is your ass? What we doing? You never done this before.
But what if y'all at the pool and y'all on vacation?
And we together?
But you're not in the picture. You know how girls do that.
Take the picture without me on the lawn? I didn't even know the picture got took.
The vacation, but she's taking her selfies. She's at the water. She takes the picture with a, you know, they kick that thigh up and put that calf muscle up so they can make the little cheek pop out, little muscle pop out a little more. And she snapped that picture, but y'all was at the beach. And she snapped it from the side so you could see the little figure, the cake.
Yeah, I'll probably be like, what you doing?
But I'm saying, she's like, yo, I'm just taking a pic. At which place is it rat fishing? That's the point. Okay, there's the obvious cases of rat fishing, right? Bikinis at home.
Oh, rat fishing is the mirror pics, the bathroom pics.
Sitting on the counter.
Yeah, cleavage out, like super, you know, just always skin, just sexual, just.
Sure, driving, trying to put sexual attention onto your picture.
And then, but yearning for a husband.
But I'm saying
in the caption,
sure, waiting to be chosen,
man. Yo.
What's rat fishing, Pete? What's rat fishing? If where's the perfect boundary of rat fishing, Pete?
What do you mean between what is rat fishing, what is not?
Yeah.
I mean, really, to me, it's all about the little things, more or less, and how you're presenting. It's
okay, here you go. Is sitting on a sink 100% of the time rat fishing?
Yeah, you're not an interior designer trying to demonstrate some new granite countertops.
That's low-grade rat fishing, too.
So it's 100%. There's never a time that's okay to sit on the counter. That's always rat fishing. I agree.
What are we doing? Yeah, what are
sitting
we doing?
Sitting on that counter, nigga. Whoever in the DM probably fit the, nigga, he fit the bat high.
It's like, it's not rat fishing to me. The line is, if you're wearing whatever the hell you're wearing, but the pictures of you just having a good time at the thing that warrants the outfit, whatever, you know? Sure. That's just, you're at the beach with your girls taking a picture. You just happen to look really fucking good in a two-piece. All right. If you're taking the picture in such a way as, you know what? I don't think it was Sam Alito. Maybe it was. There's a famous quote from the United States Supreme Court, one of the justices in the obscenity case with regards to pornography, said, "I can't define it, but I know it when I see it." It's a very famous Supreme Court quote. And that's the case here. It's you know when you're looking at somebody
that's Raffis.
Who's advertising versus just being.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem why you can't convict enough. Because there is no black and white on it.
Right. If they just all together and it's like,
and that's how they,
how you know that she could just, you know, body go. Yeah. It could
you can real. Always shoot for the manslaughter charge.
Like the gym is always.
Oh, they, the gym. I'm in the gym every day, bro.
It's hard to convict on rat fishing in the gym.
It's yeah, because.
No, it's not.
But here's why. Bro, yeah, the shit they wearing in there, bro. It's crazy.
They're so full of shit. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy what they looking like in there, bro.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. And they choose certain exercises. Women, like I said, I was a trainer. I was a coach. I know that. I know the shit, okay? If you want to work out whatever muscle group, there are certain things you can do that will do that job the best for sure. There's a lot of shit women do in the gym that does nothing for what physical progress they're looking to attain.
On the glute.
It looks like it's helping. It's not. Furthermore, I go to the gym. I go hard. It's hot and I'm working out. I'm not wearing a tiny top and micro shorts to exercise in. I manage to be able to survive in a t-shirt and normal shorts. There's nothing to stop a woman from wearing that if I can get it through wearing that shit.
Yeah.
What about when she says it's comfortable?
Basketball shorts are not uncomfortable.
But what if the Lululemon tight set is more comfortable?
Oh, man. She's going to say that, but
it's not.
None of us ever put on a Lululemon tight set.
Okay, here's this much. I've had to wear shit that's close because you have to wear tights full length and shit when you race outdoors early season because it's cold.
Yeah.
It's not. That's why they don't wear them all the time.
Yeah.
It's only one
kind of shorts they wear now. It's one.
Yeah, the stitched in ass cracks.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they didn't. I ain't seeing those as much no more. The ones with the little ripples in them, the cheap ones. Mm-hmm. They retiring them now. They go. It's a thinner one.
Yeah.
Like it's like leggings, but just for assins. It's just for ass.
Ass.
Yeah. Ass tights.
Yeah,
like,
girls
that's
too.
All
like,
it is, bro.
And then they have that material under the cuff.
Like, bro,
so it can make it look like.
Like
yeah, they
got,
draw in a smile.
Thin as a motherfucker, thin, and they know what they looking like when they walking in there, bro.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
And they'll tell you like, I don't want the attention. Like, and you bet, man. I try not to look like, because you don't, you know, you end up on somebody's TikTok looking at somebody looking like a creep.
I'll be real frank. I'll be real frank on the gym shit too, because I've worked in a lot of gyms. This shit is. It pisses me off, right? It just does. I don't know you, bitch. I don't. Why are you going to communal equipment wearing shit that barely covers your fucking pussy while sweating profusely? Like, I want to sit down on that 10 seconds after you leave. That's ridiculous. And backless shit. Get, I don't want your back sweat top to bottom all over the thing that I'm going to be on next, because I don't know what the fuck you do with your time. I don't know how many samples of DNA are still on your back from the fucking night before. I don't want that shit on my t-shirt.
Man. Hey, man.
These motherfuckers going to kill you, Pete, at the fucking convention.
They just might. As long as they wear some clothes, I'll be fine.
They lucky I can't make it.
Yeah, you need to come, brother, for at least 2 days.
I can make it.
Man. Crying. All you got to do is get off that Sunday. You can come that Friday. You can take a red eye that Friday. That's 12. You take the red eye. It'll put you there like 4 in the morning. You get you some sleep. Then come to the convention. The whole day. You
can skip lag.
And fly home Sunday.
Yeah. You can skip lag a dirt cheap flight to Atlanta because every flight routes through Atlanta. And the cheapest ones are those overnight red eyes. So they're getting, like, you're going to fly to Baltimore from L.A. They're going to route you a landing at 11 p.m. in Atlanta. And it's going to be $70 because nobody wants to do that. But you're just staying in Atlanta. So fuck. Worked out perfect.
Atlanta, boy, they be flying to Atlanta, don't they?
But you're missing the point of what Pete's saying. This is a part of the rat fishing conversation. Because Atlanta is the hub to the east, for the most part, when you're going down anywhere near the south part of the town, even going to New York sometimes. But a lot of the trips, so like they'll have flights that are 24-hour flights to Florida. Mm-hmm. And that 24-hour flight, right, will be a flight that's the hub in Atlanta. It's a layover in Atlanta. And the next day you go to Florida. So yeah, nobody buys them, cheapest. Even though they're cheap. Yeah. But he's saying you could buy that flight and then just stay in Atlanta and then just go home.
Yeah. Just never go to Orlando. I did that when I went to go do some shit with Malcolm in Atlanta like 5 years ago. I was supposed to go to Orlando. I'm just never stay here.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to stay.
Hey, be calling your shit on itinerary. Peter? They call it Peter to gate 6-7. C7.
Only nigga that was supposed to fly that day, him and the pilot.
I was trying to, I got into some trouble over that too because I was trying to talk my way around it because they overbooked the flight to Atlanta. And I was like, well, for $500, I'll just get another flight. They're like, but you're going to Orlando. I'm like, I'll figure it out.
I'll get there when I get there.
So you can't do that, though.
You're not supposed to do that, no.
No.
How they gonna tell you I can't stay?
It's not that because your flight is not complete.
Yeah.
Shit.
You can't check a bag, I'll tell you that much.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me.
But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Okay. Let's get back to this rat fish
shit.
That's funny.
Fucking crime. That's what people should do, though.
There's a whole website called skiplagged.com that's dedicated to finding routes that do exactly that.
Exactly. For the cheap.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So you said the first time. You're not going to get a divorce the first time if you caught
No. And basically, in the way he broke it down, he went a little more in detail. Like you said, if you out with your friends and it just happened to be that and you...
I mean true rat fishing, not in the middle.
I will question it. And the relationship not over. I'll just be like, what's that? You ain't never did nothing like that.
Like, I'm just, trying something new.
And then depending on, how I'm feeling that day, I might be like, oh, okay, interesting. You know what I'm saying? And then...
And what if she set her ass on the counter the second time?
No, sitting your ass on the counter, I'm tripping.
That's divorce first day?
That's just we tripping.
It's a squat we own.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I'm like, what are you like? That's just like, cause we together. Like, my nigga, what you doing? Like,
but she like, it's just nothing.
No,
I'm
just nothing. That's dusty.
No, but that's it's dusty, nothing. It's, you see all the other girls doing it.
That's how old are you, cuz? 19?
No, it's good. Look, Gabrielle Union did it.
Gabrielle Union is crazy.
She's married to Dwayne Wade. Her husband is rich.
They're not married.
They're together.
They different. You see what's going on over there, nigga.
So what if different for Gabrielle because she's a mediocre talent who has to maintain some sort of viability with her looks and marketing said looks. Okay.
That's career-driven
behavior on her part. I'll give her that.
I ain't seen her on no counter, though. Gabrielle do counter picks?
No.
She'll do any pick you want.
Fucking P going hard. She's a mediocre. You know what? I guess I see what you're saying. I'm not mad at that. She's not the greatest actress. She's not bad.
She's not the lady from Fences or something like that. Who's like just
she's a
generational thespian.
Yeah, she a monster. Yeah. And it's a huge space between what's her name from Fences.
Viola Davis.
Yeah, Viola Davis to Gabby. It's a far margin from Viola Davis.
Yeah, you just Gabriel know the Union. Difference. You know the difference in between.
Like it's a lot of actresses between. She's probably like a six.
Yeah.
As far as talent. She's a strong six.
Yeah. She's
Halle Berry is probably like a 7-8.
Sure.
So that's about fair.
Yeah,
because Halle Berry did that losing Isaiah. Yeah, 7-8.
Halle Berry get busy. Like that motherfucker she's not Viola Davis, but she get busy. She's upper echelon. Monique is up there. Monique is probably like an 8. She get busy. Whoopi Goldberg is a 7.
I don't know, man. When she being funny, but that last one she did when she was like that killer lady. No.
Who, Whoopi?
No, not Whoopi. Monique. When she was the killer, when she killed her own family.
That's why she's only a 7 or an 8. But you got to give her a 7-8, bro. She won a fucking Oscar. And I heard great things about Precious. I never watched it because it was sad.
No, Precious was good, but that movie, that shit was crazy.
That's why she's not a 10. Viola Davis could be a prostitute and a murderer. That's a 10.
Yeah, that movie was like, she was in that movie like how Snoop was in Bones. Like Bones, like.
And Monique isn't going to draw an audience.
Nigga, don't ever be no vampire with that. Don't ever again, nigga. But I know he probably made a lot of money off that shit.
You know who's actually... You know who's actually really good and I never tripped off of? Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah played an action hero on End of the Road with Ludacris. It was actually a really good movie. You should watch it on Netflix, Westside.
Somebody told me it wasn't good, man.
It was cool. They lied. If somebody said it wasn't good, it was good.
Luda did good?
Luda did great.
All right, that's cool.
Luda did great. I think Luda is like, Luda's about where Gabriel Union is. He about a six. Maybe even a seven.
Nah, he got to be under her, man.
Nah, they about the same.
I don't know, man. I seen Crash, man.
You can't get them all right. But you seen...
That's not really his style.
It was too much. Fast and Furious just popular at the time.
Yeah, Fast and Furious, he gets busy.
Yeah.
And the Queen Latifah, I saw him in an episode of SVU where he was Ice-T's stepson. He was pretty good. I believed him as a murderer.
He does pretty decent in that insurance commercial, too, I think it is.
Which insurance commercial, dog?
I don't know. He did a commercial recently. Seemed to do all right.
You know who's underrated? I know we're getting off the conversation of Rat Fishing, but I don't give a fuck. There's no ceilings. We off season right now anyway, just driving dope shit. Yeah. So it's cool.
You're gonna cuss us out any goddamn way.
But I said Tyrese is a strong eight. I saw Tyrese as a killer. It was a movie with John Leguizamo. He was a cold killer. And I was like, this nigga brought out his inner watch.
You know what? Yeah, Tyrese get busy. He did. What about that movie he did with the white boy when he was the mean ass sergeant?
I didn't see that.
Was that the one with Mark Wahlberg or something?
Annapolis or some shit like that? He was like a mean ass Marine something. He was just a mean nigga.
Tyrese is
pretty cool.
Yeah, Tyrese is a solid eight. I know that's not crazy. He's pretty decent. Like he's actually I would say he's as good as Halle Berry. I know that sounds crazy, but he has range. That motherfucker was a killer. I'm telling you, it's a movie with him and John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo was a security guard for like a transport company. And Tyrese was killing and robbing everybody for the company, dog. And like he was, I believe this nigga. I was like, damn.
You know what it is? He take it serious too. That's really what he do. Like he act.
He's a passionate, emotional guy, and
sure.
Transfers well in that way. I mean, it helped his singing career, too.
Yeah. I haven't really seen Tyrese in bad roles where he was just bad.
No, I haven't.
He's always
good. He always do good. He do good. I can't.
Viola Davis is a 10. Denzel Washington is a 10. Matter of fact, the Oscars is coming up. Viola Davis is a 10.
It just happened.
Denzel Washington is a 10.
Will.
No.
What?
Will by the 8.
What?
Yeah, Will by the 8.
I don't think Will's equal with Tyrese. There's some daylight between Tyrese and Will, some daylight between between Will and Denzel.
I don't think there's daylight between Will and Tyrese. I think Will is a bigger superstar, but I don't think as far as skills of acting, I wouldn't say that.
Are you sure you want to get slapped in the face in public?
Sure, I'm okay with that.
Will, I just had to ask.
Will, my nigga, dog, you want to squabble up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to disagree with that one, man.
I'm saying, bro. I'm mad at you. Will is an 8 at best.
I could see that. Don
Cheadle is a 10. Denzel Washington is a 10. Forrest Whitaker is a 10. Will, not there.
Tom Hanks, 10.
Hell, he talked to a volleyball for 3 hours. Yes, he's a 10.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is pretty good.
To a volleyball. Leonardo DiCaprio is a 10.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's 2 points between Hank and Cruz. I'll say that much.
Cruz is probably an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So you have a superstar 8 like Will Smith and Tom Cruise, and then you have really just good talent.
They have top 8, and then you got like a top 8 and then the average 8.
It's like they're superstars.
Like 8A, 8B.
No. Yeah. It's like they're superstars as far as carrying a film. But I don't think it's because they're better actors. I think they're more desirable, figures. Like people like Tom Cruise and Will Smith. People want to give them pussy, so people go watch them in the film. It's not because they're Denzel Washington or Leonardo DiCaprio. They're not the greatest actors.
That's kind of what I was getting at with Gabrielle. Like Gabrielle,
she's a six.
If Monique, if Gabrielle looked like Monique, she wouldn't be a, might not.
She wouldn't be in Hollywood. So yeah, she wouldn't be in Hollywood.
In New.
She wouldn't be in the movie. No.
Yeah, that shit, that look shit do be matter, huh? Damn.
Well, that's what make her a six. Like Gabrielle Union as one specific character, she gonna nail it every time.
I had a really funny observation too.
She did good at Bad Boys too. She did a hell of a job.
It's the same role. It's the same role.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
She gotta be like a prude bitch.
Yeah.
Like a prude bitch. Like she just uptight. Mm-hmm. Like, remember in Ring It On, she was kind of uptight. She's just an uptight character.
Loving basketball.
The little commercial scene for that thing where she's at like in the newscast or something like that. Kind of looks like the same shit. TV show, right?
Yeah. That show that was big.
Yeah.
BET show. I forget it. Her name, like, man. She was going through all the shit.
Nah, I don't know. Go ahead.
Damn, I forgot.
I want your thoughts on this. A couple days ago, something crossed my mind. I forgot what led to this. You notice, like, in white movies where there's a movie that's based off of a real guy, like Jack Reacher or something like that? That's what it was. It was the fact that there was, like, they're making another stupid – I hate remakes. They keep making the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
But when white people make a movie about a guy, they just put – the best looking guy they could find to act in the role.
Yeah, they know what's going to say.
Yeah. And I feel like in black movies, they want the actor that looks the most like the guy.
For example,
like...
All Eyes on Me?
Sure, like what's...
Now that's going to get me cussed out. That already got me cussed out. Fucking Benny and fucking... Fucking Benny and Uncle LT cussed me out because I don't even talk about that shit.
Nigga don't even count.
Them niggas cussed me out. Yeah. Oh, I see what you said. That's fair. Well, I don't know because they did Will Smith and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was close to. He was close.
No, he was not.
He had the hair and the facial and the no facial.
No. You know who else is a 10? Jamie Foxx is a 10.
Yeah, Foxx is pretty good.
Fox is fucking nasty.
Jamie is probably one of the most talented motherfuckers in the business.
He's probably the most talented person I've ever like heard or fucked with.
Yeah.
That nigga is like nasty.
But really funny. He can go drama. Yeah. He can go killer.
Yeah.
He can go nerd.
Yeah.
Like in that movie with Tom Cruise.
Yep. He did his thing. Yeah, he's a 10. Yeah, so yeah, Will Smith and Tyrese, I'm comfortable saying that. With acting talent, Will Smith and Tyrese the same. Now, I think
they're gonna be on your ass.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna surprise you how many people respect Tyrese's acting chops. I think most people don't respect Will Smith's acting chops as they should. I think people gonna feel crazy by me saying he's an 8. Honestly,
yeah. Yes. Sure.
They're going to be damn, he's an 8. But I think it's going to surprise you when people hear this pod and they start thinking about Tyrese's actual roles, not him on social media, because that's acting too, but it's bad acting. But some people believe it. People believe he's really kind.
You can make anybody believe anything.
Yeah, but if you look at Tyrese, he's another dude that's never been in a role that I was like, oh, he's all out of pocket in this role. This ain't his role.
Okay, so who's a 3? Five and under. Who's 5 and under?
Oh, that guy who plays Lou in that 50 Cent show.
Who was that?
No, I always, anytime I can break Malcolm's balls, I always take a chance.
Malcolm is nice. Malcolm is nice, bro. Malcolm is nice. I ain't going front. He get busy. I believe a lot of Malcolm.
He works his ass off on his craft. He doesn't just show up.
Yeah, who is real good?
Who is a 5?
It's probably mostly, but yeah, who a 5?
It's going to be like people who are either famous in something else and are there for the name or just look really good in their body.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a 50 Cent.
Sure, sure.
50 does okay.
Yeah, but that's fair. Five is fair. He's not. He's just still figuring it out.
I think he's better than five. Like that movie in Alaska with all the with the serial killer and shit. I mean, like the movie he played like himself as the rapper. I was like, this is just a bad movie.
He didn't even do a good job at that role, and that was himself.
Yeah, but
like, I guess you're right. 50. If you give 56, 50 a six.
No, no, no. He's not Gabriel Union, bro.
What was that Frozen Ground movie? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, well, that
he did good in Den of Thieves.
You know who's an eight, but is overrated?
Hmm.
De Niro.
Then isn't he not an eight?
He's an eight.
How can you say he's an eight? He's overrated, and you're the one doing
people,
the rating.
Because people will say like he's a ten.
he's like an OG, like a, you know what I mean? Oh, Jack Nicholson, 10.
Oh, he's fucking crazy. I wouldn't even want to be in the room with him. That nigga's a nut.
De Niro is like the Jackson of acting, in that he's half Italian and he's just impersonating his Italian grandpa or uncle all the time, and that's the only role he does.
So Al Pacino above him?
Yes. Al Pacino get busy.
Al Pacino is a legitimate actor.
Yeah,
legitimate
Al Pacino played a Cuban, and people bought it.
Yeah, he started off with Serpico. I mean, he wasn't anything like any of the other shit, you know, playing Serpico.
And I get what's crazy is people didn't like his big boy Dick Tracy. I liked it.
What about Stallone? That nigga a five, huh?
No, he better than a five, but he's like Gabriel Union.
Well, that nigga Rocky in every movie.
Stallone. I'll say this much. That Tulsa King TV show he just did, he finally found his voice as an actor, I feel like, in his late 70s. So good for him.
Listen, I think he's a seven. Maybe an eight. Nah.
It'd be easier for me to determine seven. If he was a seven or an eight if he didn't only do one movie 48 times.
But you know what? So does Denzel Washington.
No, no, no. Denzel Washington might play the same guy in 48 movies. Rocky, they made 48 of them. That's not the same thing.
Same tone and everything. And then
Creed? There's five fucking Creeds, for Christ's sake.
Nigga got. And Rambo is Rocky. It's about 20 of the same movies. That's the same.
Rambo, Rocky.
But you know what? I fuck with Sly, bro.
He figured it out.
Because he got himself. This is what I'm going to do. So that's why I give him a notch. Because Gabriel Union and him do the same thing, but he's perfected it. Like Adam Sandler. Actually, Adam Sandler might get a bump.
Adam Sandler did a great job with that movie with Kevin Garnett.
That shit was crazy.
Story and shit. That was
that shit was crazy.
Mm. What's that one called? Somebody told me to watch that.
Fire.
Diamond District or
something? Basketball movie?
Yeah, it's not Diamond District. It's something else. He's a jeweler. The basketball movie's fire too. But this one, he was a jeweler. The basketball movie was, he was actually a scout.
Oh, a scout in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scout in Europe.
But the movie with Kevin Garnett, he was a jeweler. And he was in debt with some people trying to get out of debt.
Like it's
fucking, it's fucking crazy though.
Y'all gotta send me that.
Like my boy Adam might be like, Adam might be as nice as Will Smith. He's really nice.
Adam
get busy. Adam is like an eight, bro. Adam's sharp.
Yeah.
And
Adam's like sample size for like diversity of roles is very little because most of his career he's just been doing comedy on his own production company all the damn time. So there's not really, you know, it's not really the goal.
But that's why I gave him a bump for the movie. Oh, it's called Hidden Gems or Uncut Gems. One of them.
That's right. Yeah.
Hidden Gems or Uncut Gems. And that gave him a bump because that movie should have probably been nominated.
That's a good movie.
He was nice. And he was a scout. Like, he was nice in both of those films.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was nice, bro. Like, I was like, damn, this is really, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm comfortable with saying Tyrese and Will Smith have the same acting chops. I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that. I feel that's not going to be... I don't think that's going to be the take that you think. I think the take is, like I said, Don Cheadle is as good as Denzel Washington. I think people could feel some kind of way about that.
I think you giving 2 points in general speak, I think a lot of people probably have pushback on you giving 2 points to Don Cheadle over Robert De Niro.
That could be true.
That's a pretty significant statement. Hmm.
Yeah, because people fuck with Robert.
Rob is laughing. Rob is a superstar. Like, again, Rob is a superstar like Will Smith is a superstar. But I don't know if it's just acting. What's the dude that played that was in Gangs of New York? They're not that. Daniel Day-Lewis. They're not that. Daniel Day-Lewis a 10. Is it Daniel Day-Lewis that played?
I think so. I got to pull his face real quick. That's the guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
That is the worst. I am so bad with celebrities. I mean, you hear the shit that I say? You mean the guy with the mustache?
Yeah, but that mustache was substantial. That was a substantial mustache.
Yeah, J-Lo over Gabrielle? Chops?
No, they about the same.
She did 2 enoughs.
They did another enough?
Well, it wasn't called enough.
It was enough.
It was more. I got more.
too much.
Yes.
Too much. Let me see. What's that? Jennifer Lopez and Gabrielle Union, same acting chop, except she's just a superstar.
Mm-hmm. The lady from The Notebook, she a 10.
William Bill the Butcher Cutting. William Cutting. Like, he's a 10. White lady.
Is he also from There Will Be Blood?
We gotta do another pod. You know what? Since we off 2 weeks, this is for this week, and next week we'll be doing one. We're just going to rate actors and actresses for the next one.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Just give our report cards.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.